Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, helping you jumpstart your career in financial services. As always, I'm bringing to you fresh ideas from a recently aired video on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Do me a favor, my friend, and text me at 214-699-7599 with any questions you might have from this show so I can help you along your journey in becoming a successful financial professional. Again, that number is 214-699-7599. All right, let's hop into today's topic. All right, if you've been joining us, Dominique Henderson, your YouTube CFP, we've been talking about how to get that experience, how to make that leap, that transition from being, a career changer in whatever industry you're in into the financial services industry. You know, you've got to find a mentor. You've got to get the experience maybe by volunteering, kind of sampling. We talked about that. We also talked about deciding your route. So I'll link those videos down below or up in the cards somewhere. You'll find them. Go back and look at those because I think they're really good information on how to do this thing. And it's kind of progressive, right? Today, we're going to talk about how you make a plan of attack. What exactly do you need to do and what needs to be included in that plan when you're getting ready to make the leap? So if I were making that leap, and at least the information that I give to my Jumpstart community in the virtual mentorship that I do, I would start asking some questions like these. What needs to happen in your existing role, right? In the job that you're in right now, what do you need to do? What kind of changes do you need to make? What is your timeline for leaving? You know, assessing what benefits you have, what income you have, the compensation level you have. Those are things that you need to be thinking about in your current role right now. And I would say adjacent to that or right next to that was, what do you need to do in your finances, personal finances, as far as household income coming in, whether or not there's somebody else working? What do you need to set aside if you're going to be taking a pay cut? Things of that nature. You need to be thinking about your personal finances. And then last but not least, you need to be thinking about what happens with your family, right? So what happens in your current career role? What happens in your finances? And what happens with your family and or relationships? Let's tackle each of those separately. All right, now as far as your current career, you definitely want to do things the right way, right? You don't want any remnants of The Office with Steve Carell in there. You definitely don't want anything like that. I think you have to leave on good terms because there's a couple of reasons why you want to do that. First of all, you want to be able to have somebody speak to some of the transferable skills that you've learned in that job. That's a really key thing, having somebody be able to vouch for you, write recommendation letters, you know, endorsements, things of that nature. Those will all be very, very helpful in your next phase of life. And for that matter, you don't want to burn any bridges in doing that, whether that be with the immediate supervisor or boss, owner of the company, things of that nature. You definitely want to smooth things over, giving them the proper and requisite amounts of notice, depending on whatever your role is, whatever your employment contract looks like, you know, give them the 2 weeks or whatever you're trying to do. Let them know what you're trying to do. It may be good for you to do that. You never know how that may work out. You know the, you know, relationship you have with your employer better than I do. So, you know, you can use your discretion there. But the point is you don't want to burn any bridges when leaving your current career because you're asking the question here, what do I do about my current career? And I think that included in your plan to make the jump needs to be some thoughtfulness around how you make the transition, who you're going to lean on as far as resources in that old company, maybe to give you a referral letter or reference letter and things of that nature. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. So I mentioned transferable skills in your current career, which leads to your finances to me, because you obviously want to be thinking about how your career feeds your economic engine. Like, well, how are you getting paid? What will you be doing? Is there going to be, you know, maybe some months of unemployment that's going on? So then you need to start thinking about how much do you have in reserve? I would always estimate, depending on your family situation, somewhere between 6 and 12 months. If you're single, you probably can survive on the 6 months. If you have a family, then you probably want to be, you know, closer to the 12 months. Hopefully you have a sponsor, like my wife always says, somebody that's in the household, that's earning money, that's consistent. Nothing's going to be disturbed over there while you're trying to make this transition. That would be ideal. If you don't have that, you definitely want to kind of store up a war chest, because the likelihood that you're going to be making exactly what you're making or more when you transition is very low. I would say it's slim to none. You're probably going to take a pay cut, at least in your first couple of years into the industry, while you're building up a book of business or learning, getting licensed, things of that nature. So all that needs to be included into your plan of transition. Now, I've done a video talking about financial runway and how to build that. I'll link that up in the cards. But, you know, suffice to say, you want to be thinking about all these different things when it comes to your personal finances, because the last thing you need is the extra added stress of not being able to make your monthly bills and what it costs for you to live, along with learning a new industry, you know, licensing, taking tests, and all the things that you're going to be doing when you make this jump or this leap. Now, last but not least, I would say you got a question or ask about what's going to happen to family and relationships. Now, I'm kind of old-fashioned when it comes to this, and I think you should sit down with, definitely your significant other, maybe even your children, and let them know what's going on. Hey, you know, mom, dad is making this transition into a new field. It's, you know what things are like when you're new, like when you go to school, like however you want to relay that story to them. But the thing is there's going to be, you know, I would call it anywhere from 2 to 3 years of transition, you know, where you're learning new skills, you're learning a new job, you're taking tests, licensing, you know, income's going to change. I may not be as available as I was on the weekends to take you to Little League or whatever, you know, so somebody else is going to step in and help or whatever it may be. Maybe you have other relationships like friends, and now you're going to turn off your Netflix and you're going to go in a cave and you're going to study for the CFP. Whatever it is, you may want to let your relationships know this in advance, so that when you fall off the face of the earth, as far as they're concerned, they don't come, you know, with the search hounds or a search party looking for you. They know what's going on. And I think it's just good to be open and transparent about that. And you may find that you start to get more support than you thought you would have had. You know, maybe somebody, hey, I know somebody you need to talk to then, or I didn't know you wanted to do that. Tell me more about that. I would be really interested in working with you when you get to that point. You never know what may come of this. So that's why I say, you know, those near and dear relationships, it doesn't have to be a Facebook blast or anything like that. But, you know, people that you care about, that care about you, that know what you're trying to do, or, you know, maybe you have those type of conversations with them, you may want to let them know in advance what's going on to get their support and to kind of give them a little heads up as to where you're going to be spending your time and energy. Now, I would love to know, have you created a plan of transition? If you're a career changer, you plan to be making this move, trying to learn more about it, what have been some of your takeaways? What has been some of the things that you've been struggling with? You can check out this video, but I would love to hear from you. Maybe leave me a comment down below. Definitely like, subscribe, or share this video with someone that you think could use it, and we'll see you back the next time. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.